It's Valentine's Day this week, but will Friday the 13th cast its omen of ill luck over an opportunity for weekend romance? I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Guide to the Night Sky. Right now, we're seeing the brilliant planet Venus, goddess of love and beauty, over the western horizon each night, about 45 minutes after sunset. Venus is going to be visible in this position all season long and well into the summer. And did you know that Venus's day is Friday? In fact, every one of the days of the week is connected to one of the planets that is visible to the naked eye in an order that goes like this. Moonday is Monday. Tuesday is Mars Day, which we hear in the French term for Mardi Gras, which means Fat Tuesday. Wednesday is connected with the planet Mercury. Thursday is Thor's Day. Thor is the Norse god of lightning and thunder, just like Jupiter to the Romans. That's Thursday. And then Friday is related to Freya, which is also Aphrodite and Venus, always a goddess of love and beauty. So why is it that when Friday falls on a 13th, it brings bad luck? Well, in the world of the fairy tale, the 13th person is always the uninvited fairy godmother who, because she doesn't get invited to the party, instead of bringing a gift, she brings a curse. And this is one of the ways that the 13th gets associated with bad luck. Now, when you look into the sky this weekend, not only are you going to see the brilliant planet Venus, but just above it, the ancient love of Venus, which is the planet Mars, coming so close to Venus that the two can hold hands and whisper, which is a beautiful image for a weekend of romance, despite Friday the 13th. From Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.